Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Welcome to our program. Today in the studio, we have done a little bit of traveling. We are in Albert Lea, Minnesota. So how many miles of that is from the cities?
About 100 miles.
100 mm-hmm. miles.
Right.
And welcome, Ellen Kerr. How are you?
I am very good today. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I'm doing great.
Great.
And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Excited about the day?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your flexibility in taping today. I know our mentoring conversation kind of happened spontaneously as I was pulling together all the pieces, because on Monday we're meeting with Dan Buettner and taping a session with his brother, Tony Buettner.
Right.
And Dan Buettner wrote the book, The Blue Zones Solution. And he wrote two books. One, he traveled the world looking for centenarians.
He did. He was an explorer.
Yes.
For National Geographic.
Yes.
And in the process of doing all of his exploring, he and his team started to discover pods of people in the world that seemed to be living longer, happier lives well into their 90s and 100s without chronic disease. And see, that's the key. It's not just living longer, it's living better.
Yes.
And that's...
And that, those mm-hmm. group of people in these pods that he discovered, they're called centenarians?
Yes. When you live to 100,
you're called a centenarian. You
right.
get the title.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
it's a beautiful one.
And hopefully in this group, centenarians that were productive, you know, very integral parts, part of their communities, not... In America, we've tended to... really not celebrate our seniors as much as we should.
Yeah.
And use them mm-hmm. as the mentors and resources that they are.
Yeah.
In these communities, that was not the case. Their senior population was very much celebrated.
Yeah.
And included into their lives.
Yes.
And that's where the vision, you know, every great entrepreneurial idea starts with that visionary.
Yeah.
It takes that visionary leader to think outside the box.
Yes.
And come up with an idea that maybe solves a current problem or is a solution to something that either people, communities, or countries are looking for.
Yeah.
Dan Buettner is the visionary.
Yes.
Of the Blue Zones Project.
Yes. And he wrote one book that mm-hmm. also shows the 9 steps that you can go through to kind of transform your own life, but also your community's
yes.
life.
Yes. We call it the Power 9.
Okay.
And that's Power 9 is part of the Blue Zones Project. It always has been. I'm sure that it always will be. Those were things that he discovered across all these communities that they all had in common.
Hmm.
And that's what the Power 9 is about.
And the reason, so he came out with a new book in 2015 to describe mm-hmm. his work, because Albert Lea was chosen in Minnesota mm-hmm. as a pilot project.
Correct.
So after he researched with his research team
correct.
Why these community pods are living longer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And he yep. wrote about the reasons why.
Correct.
He then said, you know, I would like to really now take this research and develop it across the United States.
Correct.
And so you're the first chosen city.
Yes, we were the first chosen city. You know, really, back in 2009 when we were chosen,
yeah,
it was a vision. It, you know, when we started as a pilot, this was not something that we did as a community because we knew that it worked. This is something that we did because we believed in the vision
yeah.
that it would work.
Yeah.
It does work. And that's why communities today embrace the Blue Zones Project. I think that is one of the courageous things for our community.
Yeah.
Where Dan was courageous and being that kind of visionary, bringing it forward and taking the chance.
Yeah.
You know, and saying, I believe that on purpose, with intent, we could do this. We could take a community. And that's a big leap.
Yeah.
For our community, we took the same. Ours was a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Of, you know, of following a vision.
Yes.
We laugh sometimes today, of course, it's 8 years later.
Yeah.
That we really didn't have a clue.
That it was going to end up like this?
Yeah, that we definitely didn't know that it was going to end up like this.
And how did it end up?
It has been so successful for Albert Lea. And you can tell that not just by Albert Lea, but by all the communities that have come after Albert Lea.
Yeah.
People don't go into this kind of community engagement, this kind of initiative,
yeah,
unless most of the time there's a proven track record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Albert Lea, there wasn't a proven track record. So we look back at it now and we go, I think what we were doing is we wonder if it works.
That's what but, you were you know, thinking
that's
at
what
the
we're
time.
Thinking. We wonder if it works, but we're going to give it our all. And Dan Buettner and his team definitely gave it their all. And in the process, the Blue Zones project, the way that it exists today, was born.
And your role in all of this is you're leading the vitality. Tell us how you're leading.
I'm the project manager for the National Vitality Center, which is a 501c3 that we developed, our leadership team developed, after the Blue Zones pilot project was over in 2009. They had to look at all the data and something needed to be developed. In the meantime, we saw clearly that it worked.
And that's because of your visionary group as a community.
We were not willing to let go of the Blue Zones concept. We saw that this was something, what we knew it was going to develop into the project that it is today. So we created the National Vitality Center.
Okay.
So that we would have
a 501. Who did you create that with?
We did it as our leadership. It was the leadership team
of
the Blue Zones pilot.
Okay.
Yep.
And who was on the leadership team?
Oh, our leadership team is extremely strong. And I think that is a key to community engagement on this kind of
level.
Mm-hmm. The two co-chairs, for example, of our leadership team are the city manager.
Okay.
And the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, the District 241, our Albert Lea Area School Superintendent, the Director of Public Health, the Director of the United Way, the Director of Senior Resources. I mean, at every level,
everybody on
the leadership team are the top management persons in the organizations across all of our sectors.
Now, let's go back a little bit, because I'm thinking about, like I read in this book about, like there were different phases that the project went through.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the phases was initially to have a big meeting.
Yes.
With all the community.
Yes.
And tell us about that.
Well, we've had two, because we actually in 2014, we did the Blue Zones project the way it exists today.
Oh.
Because it was built on our model. So we call them community kickoffs.
Okay.
So we had a huge community kickoff in 2009.
Okay.
And then we had another huge community kickoff in 2014. Every community that engages in the Blue Zones project starts with developing their committees, which is rather quiet and behind this, you know, you need to get your process in place.
Yes.
And then a huge community kickoff.
Yeah. So they initially thought there would be like 500 people, but it was like 1,300 showed up.
Yes, exactly. We couldn't get everyone in the room, in the auditorium at the high school, and actually some people had to watch in the gym on video. We had that many people that came to our kickoff.
Oh, wow. What was the ask at that meeting at the end? What did they ask? Do you remember?
The ask?
Like a personal pledge?
Yes, we sign personal pledges.
Okay.
That are based on the Power Nine.
Okay.
And the ask was that as a community, that we engage in this initiative.
Yeah.
And that from there we would see what would come of that. The Blue Zones and Dan Buettner and his team promised us that they would bring in national experts, and they did.
Yeah, so they followed through on every one of their commitments.
Followed through on every one.
Mm-hmm.
They provided us with a community person,
okay,
which at that time was not me because we were clueless. Remember, I was on the city council at the time.
Okay,
so it's not that I was not involved because every sector is part of the Blue Zones project.
Okay.
But Joel Spoonheim came down, and he was our community organizer, and then we had Dan, and we had national experts that came in to help us in grocery stores and restaurants and our schools, and, you know, people from the University of Minnesota were involved.
Yes, so the researchers there.
Yes, so mm-hmm. we really got top-of-the-line resources to help us do this. Our part was to be engaged.
Okay.
That was our part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't expected to know ahead of time what we needed to do. What we were expected to do is engage as the project went along.
And when you made the personal pledges,
mm-hmm.
if I understand it mm-hmm. right from the book,
right.
So they said to try at least 4 of 14 activities that they had suggested?
Yes, it was a menu. The okay. Blue Zones pledge was and still is. It's a menu
okay.
of items.
I see.
Of things that you individually
okay.
would pledge to do
mm-hmm.
to increase the well-being in your own individual life. And it was everything from having a smoke-free home, own a dog, belong to a walking Mawai. I mean, there were just many, many things. What people found is that because it was a menu of items and it wasn't Ellen and Nancy, you need to do these 4 things.
Right.
Nancy could do 4 things. Ellen could do a completely different group of 4 things that match our lifestyle and our passion.
Nice.
Passion and purpose are very big in the Blue Zones Project.
Because they're also part of the 9 power.
Purpose,
mm-hmm.
which in Okinawa
right.
is called ikigai,
mm-hmm.
and that means the reason I get out of bed in the morning.
And this was tied to Dan's initial research in Okinawa,
exactly,
Japan, mm-hmm. that there was this group of women who had put together a community, like 5.
Amawai.
Yeah,
yes.
Amawai, right.
Exactly, Amawai.
A small group mm-hmm.
At 5 years old.
Yeah, at 5 years old.
At 5 years old.
And they are still together.
And they are still together. And through the years, that's the group, you know, that I'm sure worked through a lot of social issues. I'm sure they worked. But, you know, because that's the way that life is.
Yeah.
But always supporting each other through the time. And that's where the word Mawai comes from. We have a lot of walking Mawais in Albert Lea.
Oh, you do?
But the word Mawai isn't about walking. We also have purpose Mawais, potluck Mawais. The Mawai word is about connecting and supporting.
I see.
The walking and potluck Mawais are the activity that you're doing.
To connect people
exactly.
with a
exactly.
purpose.
So if you really kind of look at Mawais, they're very much like book clubs.
Okay.
They're very much like fishing groups.
Yeah.
It's groups of people that have something in common that either formally or informally agree to support each other.
Nice.
In that thing that they have a passion for.
We mentor. And then you also had like restaurants who signed up and they agreed, and they also had a menu of things, options
yes.
that
yes.
they could do
they
to commit to.
Exactly. Restaurants, grocery stores, our schools, our community policy, our work sites all have a pledge.
Yeah.
And now this is a very extensive pledge, but it's very much like the individual pledge. It's a menu of items, different things that you can do. So if you're talking about a work site, for example, there would be 117 points of things that you could do. You need 72 to be a designated Blue Zones work site. So you may choose one set of things to reach your 72. I may choose a different set of things. But what we discovered is if we all choose and we get up to that point, we are increasing the well-being in that particular area.
And you can measure it.
And we can measure
numbers.
Yeah.
And so people can see the data is there.
And different sectors kind of have different ways. In work sites, for example, in our work sites, we have a work site committee. And it's been in existence for 7 years.
Oh.
7 years.
That's great.
Yeah. Standing committee on worksite wellness.
Okay.
I think the only one in the state. I don't know any other chamber that has a standing committee on worksite wellness. We're invited to speak sometimes at things up in the cities. We've made presentations. And our worksites, because remember, this is worksites. We, you know, everyone has a kind of different language around what they do.
Sure.
We call it taming the dragon.
Okay.
And that's taking a social problem and turning it into an economic benefit and an opportunity for all. So see, that very much fits with worksites. That's an Albert Lea term, not a Blue Zones term. But see, each Blue Zones project is unique to the community that it's in. Communities in our communities, we build our own plants.
Right. So they provide the structure for you.
Yes. Very good structure.
Yeah.
And then each community with their leadership team and their committees, they choose what their Blue Zones project is going to look like based on the resources and assets that they have in their community.
Yeah. And so because everybody's participating,
yes,
they reach a point where they're owning the process and the project.
Exactly.
And so that's how you form out of that your identity.
Exactly.
As a community.
Research has shown, research outside the Blue Zones Project, just research on movements, for example, show that 20% is the engagement level that you need to reach in a community endeavor or whether this is a sector endeavor, 20% is what you need to reach as a tipping point for something to truly become a movement.
I see.
20%.
So it's measurable.
So it's measured, and you are always working towards 20%. Hmm. Today, on the last Gallup poll that we did in 2016 of Albert Lea, because that's part of the Blue Zones project. Every community that has the Blue Zones has their own Gallup poll. And for a community the size of 18,000, like Albert Lea is, there is no Gallup poll that's done of Albert Lea. Minneapolis, yes, but not Albert Lea. Gallup can't be doing, you know.
But
the Blue Zones is part of that, and that measurable data we need, we get Gallup polls. And that one, 89% of our residents were aware that we were the Blue Zone community.
Mm-hmm.
40% of our residents felt that they were personally engaged in the Blue Zones project. And about 55% felt that it was really helping our community. Those are very strong statistics.
Yeah.
Very strong.
And so part of the success in Albert Lea is also once you go through this process with the Blue Zone community of people bringing the concepts and the support and the ways to measure everything.
Right.
So that after that research, you need people within the community to kind of take it on.
Yes. Well, from the
maintain it.
Oh, yeah. From the very beginning, it's clear that the community needs to take it on.
Okay.
And sustainability is a big part of the Blue Zones project.
Absolutely.
We talk sustainability
from the beginning.
From day one. Because if something's not sustainable, all that effort, all that passion, all that commitment is what it is for naught. I mean, it needs to remain sustainable.
Well, and that's the problem that many nonprofits have.
Exactly.
They go to get these fund. Mm-hmm. They go to get and raise funds.
Right.
To support new initiatives.
Yes.
But then they run out of money to sustain the initiatives that they've created.
Exactly.
And so I think that oftentimes, because it's not built in, mm-hmm. that's why the mission gets changed, because the donors then end up having more say and putting their purpose
right.
behind the money
right.
instead of it being the community that started it, that got the grant money,
yes.
that is taking ownership.
Uh-huh.
So I can see where setting it up from the beginning is critical
right.
to the identity of the community, and also to building on it and keeping it going so people are excited about the process and are still measuring the progress they're making with their lives.
Exactly. If there isn't ownership, that's when things start to fall apart. And from the very beginning, I think this may be good. The Blue Zones Project, for example, is not a program. We have many fine programs in Albert Lea, but the Blue Zones Project is not a program. The Blue Zones Project is a community well-being improvement initiative designed to make the healthy choice easy.
Yeah.
It's a project. It encompasses individuals, the groups we belong to,
yeah,
the group, the sectors that those groups belong to,
yeah,
and then the entire community of all those sectors. It is a project. And then our programs, hopefully, and they flourish. See, it's really a cultural change.
Yeah.
It's a paradigm shift. And the way you think about well-being and health, moving it from the individual to a complete community responsibility.
Yes.
We oftentimes think that our health is only an individual choice, when in fact, I might not even be offering you the choices that you need to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's the part that we were not seeing as clearly as we see now. We take responsibility as a community.
So both individually and
exactly.
as a community. But it starts initially with the personal pledges.
So it starts initially with the personal pledges
and a strong
organization.
Leadership. Yeah.
Yes, strong leadership, personal pledges, organizational commitment and pledges.
Yeah.
And then it just continues to build on that.
Yeah. It was fantastic. We mentor. Yeah, uh-huh. And tell us a little bit. I mean, you grew up in Albert Lea.
I did.
Then you moved away, mm-hmm. and then you came back.
And then I came back at about 48. My husband and I moved back to Minnesota.
Okay.
Because we raised our children in Kansas City.
How many were there? There. Of children, do you have?
Two. I have two children.
Okay.
One of them still lives in the Kansas City area. And we lived in big cities.
Okay.
So we lived in Detroit, Nashville, Asheville, North Carolina. Rochester, Minnesota is the smallest community that we lived in before moving back to Albert Lea. So we were able to see a vision of what it looks like outside of a small community.
Yeah.
So we moved back here. I am not in the healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes people think that health and well-being initiatives, well, much of the time they are driven by healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
I'm not a healthcare professional. I'm a community navigator.
I see. Perfect.
That's what I do. I work with a lot of healthcare professionals. See, I don't need to be the healthcare professional. I just need to know how to find one.
Right.
I don't need to be the city manager. I just need to know how to find one.
And when you have your roles really clear, then it makes it easier to determine what's mine, you know, where the responsibilities are.
You know, I'm the connector. Maybe that's a good way of put it.
Yeah.
Relationships and connecting are probably the, and paying attention, sticking to the mission and the task. So there's organizational skills involved.
Yeah.
That's probably the skills that the project manager, I actually, for the Blue Zones, call myself the organization lead.
Okay,
so
perfect.
I lead organizations.
Yeah.
And keep the Blue Zones project alive and well.
Yeah.
And Albert Lee.
Well, it's a perfect name with vitality.
Right.
You know, the Vitality Center.
I think that our residents are well aware of what the ultimate result is and live longer, better.
Yeah.
The banner that you see on the wall, the banner that you see all up and down the streets of Albert Lee, that's the point.
Yeah.
It's to live longer, better.
Yeah. And you've got
happier.
A great community
yes.
to support that.
We do.
You've got a couple lakes. You've got,
you know. We were not utilizing them properly before the Blue Zones Project came. But,
we
have a lot of resources, and we've built on those resources
mm-hmm.
using that vision.
Yeah.
Of the Blue Zones Project.
Yeah.
Of what could best add to quality of life
mm-hmm.
for all of the residents in Albert Lee.
Yeah. There's an article about you in the Star Tribune. Mm-hmm. I think it was in 2009. I will put in the mentoring conversation notes that article so people can read about you. And then we'll also provide a link to the National Geographic because they have featured the Blue Zones, the science of living longer.
Yes. So, I believe in the National Geographic, it's the article is called The Minnesota Experiment.
Oh,
so,
nice.
You see,
okay.
we were not off base in thinking that we didn't have a clue. It's called the Minnesota Experiment.
Well, and thank you and your community for taking a risk to do that, because I think you're bettering our awareness and the lives of all people by promoting your community
yes. mm-hmm.
and the success that you've had with this and how you've seamlessly, it seems, mm-hmm. it looks seamless from the outside.
It is.
But it isn't.
No, it isn't. The definition and the way the Blue Zones Project works is simple. The actual implementation of it is not as simple, but it's because it requires change.
Yeah.
And change very rarely feels comfortable. We're always outside of our comfort zone with change. So that's the part that can be challenging, and you need to work through that. But when you start to see what Albert Lee has seen, for example, Robert Woods Johnson does county health rankings of every county of every state in the United States every year.
Yeah.
They come out in April. When we started the Blue Zones Project, well, in 2010, which is the first year they did it, Albert Lee and Fribourg County were ranked 68th out of 87 counties in Minnesota.
Oh.
Now, Minnesota's a fairly healthy state.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, it's
so it's
not
already
like we were,
in the category of healthy.
We were, but for Minnesota, we were not doing well. Today, we rank 44th.
Hmm. That's huge.
That is very huge. Our smoking rates when we started were 23%. Today, they are 15.
Yeah.
Below the state average. Huge.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever in decades, when this last one came out, Albert Lee's obesity rate dropped by 1%.
Hmm.
The states went up. The best performers in the country went up, because this obesity and smoking, those are the two things that cause this chronic illness condition.
Yeah.
So we focused heavily on doing things that would affect that. I thought it would take a decade for the obesity rate
to drop,
because first you have to stop the speeding train,
Before
you can turn it around. I was really very surprised. That's what we're going for, because if we have 40% better activity, which we do,
mm-hmm.
and our smoking rates are lower, and our obesity rate is going down, and we've reduced our mental health and poor physical health days, all of this stuff, that is where we're going to get to live longer, better.
Yeah.
That is what's making Albert Lee's quality of life better. So attract, and it's attractive to people. This is a community economic tool.
Yeah.
And economically, it's worked very well for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's our tourism rate is up 35%.
Wow.
Because of the things that we've done in built environment to make the healthy choice easy.
Excellent.
For our residents.
That's a good note to end on.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for being here and taking a risk with having us come down and have a mentoring conversation that's taped on for our podcast show.
Well, thank you, Nancy, for coming down. It was a ways, 100 miles.
Well, we're going to go for a walk on the lake.
Oh, good.
Around
good.
The lakes. Okay. Yeah, so today we're lucky enough to have Mike Cabea's wife, Sylvia Cabea, mm-hmm. here with us.
Hi.
Hi, Sylvia.
Oh, and Mike, our sound engineer, mm-hmm. and our photographer, he's going to take a few pictures of us.
Okay.
And both of them are longtime friends of mine, and we believe in the community work that you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so thank you for doing that and bringing all of our communities up by taking the risk to lead this part, this community. And without leaders like you, we can't make significant change in our world. So I want to thank you for your courage, and I'm going to shake your hand.
All right.
Thanks, everybody,
thank
for tuning in. Okay. See you next week.
All right.
Do you want to promote your business and grow in your leadership skills? Here are a few ways you can promote your business and get leadership help through We Mentor, Inc. You can be a podcast guest. Challenge yourself to share who you are on air. We'll help you out. Secondly, you can sponsor our podcast program. You can invest a small fee to have you and your company name announced at the beginning and end of one or more shows. The third way that you can promote your business and grow in your leadership skills is you can set up an individual strategy session to do work one-on-one with me, focusing on specific life and leadership issues and skills you want to acquire. Or the fourth way is you can join an entrepreneurial leadership and mentoring lab. These ELM labs start throughout the year. They are small groups of 5 to 9 business owners who are out to profoundly shift their lives and lead with authenticity. In 2016, I became a registered yoga instructor and mindfulness meditation teacher. I also became certified online with Brené Brown's Brave Leadership and Courage Works courses to learn an effective process of being all in, falling, getting up, and trying again. In turn, I can mentor others in how to dare greatly and rise strong. I feel better equipped to help you forge ahead in these times of great uncertainty. Our Entrepreneurial Leadership and Mentoring Lab process is an integrated approach to leadership development. We do yoga, meditation, and leadership revolution skill setting. Yes, we will help you learn how to strengthen your body, strengthen your mind, and increase your emotional stamina as part of our leadership development process. Along with learning about real-world business planning and strategic planning, we do what works. Get involved, get started. You can reach me at 612-804-8920 or go to wementor.com and connect with us. Lastly, if you like our podcast program, help us keep it going. You can donate to our program. Just go to the wementor.com website, click on Buy button, and fill in the donation amount that you would like to contribute. We appreciate any and all contributions. See you next week.